You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're going to miss the Kansas City Chiefs when the AFC playoffs are hitting. You're going to miss the buzz. You're going to miss the pizzazz. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank with no time left. You're going to miss something. The AFC playoffs will have less juice to it without the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know what the controversy is.
I don't either.
The Chiefs have become that team. Whether you like them or you hate them, you feel something. They are polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Who has no opinion about the Chiefs?
I have one.
So aren't those the teams that you want to see playing more? The ones that everybody has an opinion about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Buffalo Bills have gotten to the point where everybody has an opinion about them. What have they done?
I don't think the Bills were as hateable for some reason.
Well, I hate them.
You hate him.
But I don't think everybody has an opinion about him, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the Chiefs I just genuinely dislike. Just they became the new Patriots. They seem like they get, you know, favoritism in the league, and then the stats were borne out.
See?
You know.
Bring it on. That's what bring it on.
Yeah.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah.
That's what you want. The Patriots, the hatred for the Patriots is dead. Unless Drake May starts becoming Pat Mahomes, you don't hate him.
No.
You don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Other than Drake May, name four people on the Patriots.
No. Mike Vrabel.
The Steelers are really, anybody that comes from in the AFC North, no one's going to take them seriously. Even though they can make a run, no one's really, you don't hate anybody there. Jacksonville. Texans.
No.
Indy. What? What's your opinion? Denver. Chargers. What's your opinion? You have no opinion. There's no sex appeal to any of the AFC teams. There's nothing sexy. Go ahead, Joe.
Don't you underestimate how hard I can hate. I can find something to dislike about every single one of those teams.
Give me one. Give me one. Give me. All right, I'm going to throw a team at you. You tell me what you hate about them, all right? Texans.
Just don't like Houston.
Okay. That's kind of petty. Colts.
They moved.
Yeah, that's an easy one around here, man.
Man,
I've heard plenty about it.
Chargers.
Chargers. Jim Harbaugh.
Okay, I was going to go with that one, too. I was going to go with that one. I just don't hate any. I don't hate anybody. But if the Steelers get there, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute.
That one's easy.
That's cute.
I don't want them to win.
But you want to get them in the playoffs just so they can get disappointed again.
I, for one, will love not seeing Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift.
Not me,
and I'm gonna revel in it. I'm gonna revel in it. I have no problem with it at all.
Let's jump to the NFC side. Who can you hate? The Eagles?
Oh, that's just their fan base is just annoying as hell.
The Bears?
That one is a little bit harder. Caleb Williams.
I love Caleb Williams. Stop it. I love Caleb Williams.
I don't feel it.
I love Caleb Williams. We're going to fight. Packers.
Jordan Love.
How do you hate little kid Jordan Love?
Little kid Jordan Love?
He's the little kid next door.
That's why I don't like him.
That knocks on your door for Halloween candy. It's little Jordan Love,
Get
man.
Off my lawn, Jordan Love.
Little Jordan. The Buccaneers. What do you hate about them?
I have a coworker that really likes him.
I knew that was coming.
All right, the Panthers. If you say Bryce Young, I'm going to jump on you like a spider monkey.
No, I see. I like the Panthers because it makes Ed say Panthers.
Panthers. All right, Rams.
Rams. I can't believe they did that to all those nice people in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Matt Stafford, Matt Stafford is having Matt Stafford's going to win MVP with the same or worse stats that Lamar had last year, and he didn't win.
I don't believe what I just heard. Who hates Matt Stafford? I've never heard anybody that ever said they hated Matt Stafford. Was that for real?
Yeah.
Probably. Nobody hates Matthew Stafford,
like
man.
I said, don't underestimate.
Seahawks, 49ers, there's nobody in this team, in this playoff that you can genuinely hate.
Seahawks? Mike McDonald.
Your former defensive coordinator?
Yeah, man. I don't want him to have success. And Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, that's easy to hate.
For 49ers?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how petty I am. I still hate the 49ers because they chose Steve Young over Joe Montana.
That was 30 years ago.
Don't care. I hate the Milwaukee Brewers because Earl Weaver
career the first time. 82?
Yeah, because of that law. I see that. Look, man, you talking about hatred? You talking about pettiness? You want to challenge me in petty? Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. 410-583-1057. You all don't want to admit it, but Rich Eisen was right. You're going to miss the Chiefs in the playoffs this year. You're going to miss it. And the reason why you didn't miss the Patriots in the playoffs because Tom Brady left and went to the Buccaneers. And you start loving them then. You hated them with the Patriots. You're going to miss the Chiefs. You're going to miss not having Patrick Mahomes. You're going to miss not having Travis Kelce. You may not miss Taylor Swift. I'll go with you on that one. But come on. Chiefs are great. The Chiefs have become like, I don't want to say the Yankees because they're not that legendary. You know, maybe a Dodgers team not going to the playoffs, something like that. A recent dynasty. That's what they are. And they may not get there next year because Patrick Mahomes may be out most of the year next year.
He's going to be out most of the year from what I'm reading. Because doesn't he have two tears?
Yeah. Significant.
ACL and LCL.
Okay, let me ask you two this question. Now, be honest with yourselves. You can lie to you can lie to me, but be honest with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be a shame for their dynasty to end this way?
No.
Joe?
I genuinely don't like those.
Wouldn't it be a shame for their dynasty to end this way?
Yeah, it's just a shame.
It's what a
real,
pity.
It's a real shame. Anyway,
I'm not going to miss them. I'm happy the Jaguars are in and some teams I haven't seen in a while.
Am I the only one in here with a heart?
Yeah, that's what you have.
King Petty over here.
Yes. I'm the only one with a heart. Rick Dempsey joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rich Eisen said the league is going to be would be more fun if the Chiefs were good and in the playoffs. I agree with Rich. Or do you agree with Joe and Ed? Give us a call, 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We're talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer here. Show a little more respect.
I didn't know that he had such... He was a renaissance man. He can play football. He can act. He can sing.
Oh, man. Patriots. Oh, Patriots. You said the Patriots. The Chiefs are out of the playoff scenario. Their quarterback is done for the rest of this year. Probably most of next year as well, Ed. I didn't see that coming.
Anybody saw that coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you fall hard. Not just a stumble.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of ESPN, had this to say earlier this week.
You're going to miss the Kansas City Chiefs when the AFC playoffs are hitting. You're going to miss the buzz. You're going to miss the pizzazz. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank. You're going to miss Mahomes versus fill in the blank with no time left. You're going to miss something. The AFC playoffs will have less juice to it without the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Raise your hands if you hate Duke. But you want Duke in the NCAA tournament. You hate Duke, but they have more. Everybody hates Duke. But why is it more viewers when Duke's in the Final Four?
Why the Yankees bring eyes?
Everybody hates the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have more viewers than anybody else on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Why? You hate them. Don't tell me you're not watching. You're watching. Stop trying to be a tough guy. When they're playing, you're watching. No one says, I'm not watching. Why? Because the Chiefs are playing. I'm not watching. Why? Because the Cowboys are playing. Makes you watch because you hate them. Andre and Glen Burnie. What's up, Andre?
Hey, Rob, first of all, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, sir.
It's something missing when one or the other one is y'all missing from there. Y'all three are a great trio.
Thank you.
But I just want to say that I'm in agreement with Rich Eisen and also you about that, because I found myself during the season, there was times, you know, I wanted the Chiefs to lose, but at the same time I said, but I still want them to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Because it's a standard that they have there. It's just like when the Ravens finally got past the Patriots, you know, it was that Tom Brady, his wife, and the Crafts and everybody. You just wanted to beat the standard, because then you felt like you really accomplished something. And that same thing with the Chiefs. They're the standard right now, and you want to get past them. You know, I think this year, because the AFC is so muddled right now, you really don't know who's the dominant team. It's something missing without the Chiefs there. If the Chiefs are there and you go through and you win it all, you say, hey, I went through the standard, and that's what makes it even look better.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
For me, in my world, girls high school basketball. You know what the standard is? St. Francis Academy. I want them to be good every year. You know why? I don't want to beat them when they're bad.
Yep.
They are the standard. Say what you want. Make up all the lies about them and all those things. That's fine. They are the standard.
Yeah.
I want to beat them when they're the standard. I don't want to beat them when they had a down year. I mean, who wants that? Nobody wants that. You know what I mean? I want them when they have three losses and you're one of them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want them when they have, man, they lost 12 games last year. You're one of 12 teams that got them. Who wants, so what?
Yep, no, I'm with you.
I want them good. You don't want the Patriots, I mean, they keep saying the Patriots, the Chiefs bad. You want them good, go to playoff. I love it when a Duke kid cries late in the game in the NCAA tournament. It's a tournament to me now. A Dukie cried. Let's go to Pigtown and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm just right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Well,
for me, with this Rich Eisen, I'm in total disagreement because as a Ravens fan, and I hear T.J. Watt hurt, we look at the calendar and say, good, he won't be back. So it's kind of the same thing, like, good, they won't be back, but I will say as far as the Chiefs, my brother asked me, I didn't want to see Patrick Mahomes go out like that because I want him to suffer just like Joe Burrow and keep playing for nothing for the rest of the season. That's just my opinion on it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, my friend. 410-583-1057. That's the number.
Interesting perspective. Want to see him suffer by keep playing.
So he wanted to be hurt and still play.
Yes.
See, that I look at suffering this way. I want you to get all the way there and lose. That's suffering. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I was ready to call in early and give Jeremy and Joe a shovel, man, for Monday because I said I'm reporting live from Jamaica. And they said, yeah, Trippy reporting live from Baltimore, but it's all good. Hey, I ain't really hear what y'all was saying about Rich, right? But I'm one of them fans. I'm not too high on injuries, right? But I never forget that one time when Tyler Huntley, I don't even like bringing it up, but, you know, that Bengals team went to the Super Bowl, man. And to this day, Bengals fans still talk about that. Like, you know what I mean? But Lamar was hurt. But I look at it like this, right? It makes me mad, right, Rob? Week one, we lose. We lose to the Chiefs. Just imagine, right, if we would have won all them games right now. Even with Pat Mahomes hurt. You can't tell me we wouldn't go to the Super Bowl. But we still got a chance, though. You know what I mean? I don't believe in the Bills. And
let me ask you a question before you get to your next one. You don't believe in the Bills. What makes you believe in the Ravens?
Did I say I believe in the Ravens?
You said they got a chance. You said they got a chance.
We got a chance.
Okay.
Bro.
All right. Okay.
Remember before the season, everybody asked me, hey, Trippie, you think we can go to the Super Bowl? I said, we got a chance with stuff like this. So right now, me saying the chance don't look too bad, right? But I know y'all about to hang up on me. Hey, Mike. I mean, not Mike. Hey, Joe, stop hating on my man, Mike, man. I ain't gonna lie, the Ravens don't win the Super Bowl. I pray that the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. Hello? So
McDonald.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. But other than that, man, y'all have a great day. Hey, Ed, my
yes,
God,
sir.
Man. Have a great Tuesday. I mean Wednesday.
Yeah, man, you too.
Yeah, man. Stop hating on this man, Mike.
Every guy is Trippy's man. I don't. Until he's rude to them and then it's Rashad Bateman and Marlon Humphrey. You know damn well that's why he doesn't like them.
Because they were rude to him?
Because Marlon blocked him on Instagram or Twitter, and then Rashad didn't give him the light of day after a game.
Yeah.
I'm just not part of that generation, man. I don't get it. I wouldn't know whether somebody blocked me on social media or not.
It's not real life.
I post. Half the time, I don't even read. I read when I'm on a show because it adds to the show. X, that's it. Other than that, I just post. Post and keep it moving. Someone said to me, are you coming to our party next week? I didn't know anything about it. We posted it on Facebook. I got a phone number.
Oh, I love that.
I got a phone. I don't sit and scroll through Facebook and read crap. I don't do that. How you going to put an invitation on Facebook? Really?
It's the same thing with people doing email and stuff. I mean, you guys don't read your email. We get like dozens to hundreds a day sometimes from everybody in the world soliciting to come on and like.
I have 69,000 unread email.
Yeah.
I've got 63,000.
You think I'm honestly reading your invitation on Facebook?
You should see how many text messages Rob has that he hasn't answered.
720.
720.
Yeah, it's unreal.
That is crazy.
I'm not reading your invitation on Facebook. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to get invited to the White House and he might not see it.
Hey, President, why you didn't invite me?
Rob Long stood me up. Not a nice guy. Not a nice guy. Very mean guy.
It's going to be the best party ever.
It'd been great. Rob wasn't there.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.